This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Thank you for downloading this edition of Cook the Perfect. For more information, go to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4.
Now, it's a big night tonight for any England football fan. It's kind of vital that they beat Uruguay in tonight's match in Brazil. So why not eat and drink Brazilian to accompany your anxious viewing of the game? Brazilian cuisine, as the country's economy has improved, has attracted increasing international attention. Well, later in the programme, we'll be making the classic caipirinhana. I can never say it. I'll get my guest to say it properly in a minute. But first, the chef, Luciana Bianchi, one of the authors of Brazilian Food, is going to cook the perfect snack. Luciana, just say the word of the drink. I've been struggling with it all morning and I can't get it out.
Caipirinha.
Thank you very much. OK, what's the snack we're going to do first?
Well, we are going to do fried cheese cubes with sweet chili sauce.
Fried cheese cubes.
Yes.
Is that something that typically people in Brazil would be eating?
It's something that is quite typical, but it is very fashionable at the moment at the bars, and that's what people at the World Cup are eating in different pubs.
So how do you make it?
Yes, the important thing is to have the right ingredients, and we need to have the central ingredient here is a cassava flour. And we have different types of cassava flour in Brazil, and that here is made with tapioca flour. Because it's not so easy to find the tapioca flour in all stores, there is an alternative, and we explain in the book how to make that alternative. We made that yesterday because it is something that is better to do a day before. And it's a kind of a granulate flour that comes from cassava. And we are going to mix that with cheese.
And just briefly, yes. What exactly is cassava?
Cassava is a root vegetable. It's basically, I would say, like a yam. And is very white inside and brown outside. You probably see often in the African markets, when you go to Brixton's, it's all over the place. It looks like a yam, basically.
So just briefly, what did you do to make what's in that jar?
What we made is I got the starch from the manioc that you can find in several places and health food shops or Brazilian shops. And then you have to put that in water, and 3 liters of water, one of this pack. And then after 2-3 hours, you have just to throw away the water. And then what is remaining is what we are going to work. And then I got all the stages here that you can see. That is what is left after you take the water. And basically, you have already a very dry flour. And you pass that through a sieve. You go, you put in a frying pan, and then you start popping like popcorn. And that is what you have here.
Okay, so where have we got the cheese then?
The cheese is a British cheese. I got a halloumi, but a British halloumi. And it can be any cheese. But I quite like that hard version of the cheese halloumi. And it's a salty one as well. You don't need to add salt. And should I start to bake for you?
Yes, do.
Okay. What we have here then is 250 grams of tapioca flour. And then we have 250 grams as well of halloumi, grated halloumi cheese.
Oh, so you mix that in with the flour?
You mix them together. That is so simple to do. The preparation seems to be a bit complicated because you are having to do this flour day before. But if you find the right tapioca flour ready, sometimes you find that, you don't need to do any extra work. And then you just mix them all together. And then you just add hot milk, nothing else.
That's all that goes into it?
That is all what goes into. And, of course, if the cheese is a bland cheese, you have then to add some salt, to add some pepper. But in this case here, the cheese is so perfect that you don't need to add anything else.
And then how do you make it? You have to make it into little squares, don't
yes.
you?
Yes. What you have to do here,
how
you
stiff
have to
is it?
Mix. Yeah, you mix them together. And then you're going to have a kind of a dough here. And that dough, you are going to line a tray with cling film. And you have to put that here in this tray and put another cling film on the top. Let rest a little bit and then put in the fridge for 4 hours. After that, you're going to have those beautiful, very firm cubes here.
Ah, here are some you
and they are ready to, of course, the magic. And then you're going to fry them. You can, if you, for example, prefer to have that less fat, that's what most Brazilians do at home, you can do that in the oven. I mean, we have almost all Brazilian snacks have two options, oven or fried. And then after a few minutes, you're going to see, you're going to have some golden color, crunchy from the outside and very soft from the inside.
Well, I'm going to leave you to fry those and cool them off a little bit. And I'm going to try them together with the, go on, say the drink again.
Caipirinha.
Caipirinha. I will get it before the end of the programme. We will try those later in the programme. And so to the food and that strong drink you may need if you're watching England play Uruguay tonight. It's a classic Brazilian cocktail, caipirinha. Got it! Luciano Bianchi is going to mix it. First of all, I have the cheese, fried cheese, and it's really, really nice. And the chili sauce is not too hot. You made that yourself, didn't you?
Yes, you can make hotter if you want. I mean, I decided to make a bit mild because I thought you still have to talk during the program.
Oh, thank you for that. Yes, I have been choked on chilies
exactly.
in the past.
That's why. But, I mean, you can basically balance the way you want.
Mm, it's and, really lovely, very crisp on the outside and sort of squidgy on the inside. It's very, very nice. Now, what about the drink?
Yeah, the caipirinha, basically, I mean, most people know the classic way with limes, sugar, and cachaça, which is a sugarcane spirit. But we are going to do something different because caipirinha is a concept. You can put the fruit you like. If you like kiwis, you can make caipirinhas with kiwis. We have a very interesting version, very in fashion in Brazil at the moment, very fashionable, that is with three lemons or, in this case here, lime, lemon, and mandarins. And we add a little bit of fresh ginger.
And you're chopping off a lime at the
yes,
moment,
we have
you?
To chop off the limes. And the important thing with caipirinha is that the middle part of the lemon, that white part, is what brings bitterness to the drinks and even to the food. That's why, for example, for ceviche, people don't squeeze until the end. And for caipirinha, it's better to remove that. And then you can use the pieces. And what you do, you add the sugar. For one glass, you can put around 1.5 tablespoons of regular caster sugar.
So it's quite sugar heavy.
It is. And the thing is, a very dangerous drink as well, because you got two sugars meeting each other again. You know, you got
from the alcohol.
Exactly, the sugar from the alcohol.
I'm not going to be able to make it to Salford this afternoon.
And then, but that's maybe the reason why Brazilians can dance samba so well. We don't know.
So you squash all the fruit together.
Basically, yes.
And all the sugar.
Exactly, until then, you got a thick syrup.
Okay, and how much alcohol do you tip in there?
Oh, that is up to taste as well. I mean, we have here in our recipe here 60 milliliters of cachaça. But, of course, some people like stronger, some people like weaker.
Glunk, glunk,
and
glunk,
what
glunk.
You're going to realize is that Brazilian cooking is exactly the way Brazilians are. Very flexible, you can
stick
change.
Put some ice in.
Put some ice.
Stir it about. And listen, I'm going to get the cereal on. And I'm going to risk drinking some of that before the end of the programme. She's put another lot in. Look at that. My goodness. I'm not going to get to Salford today. But Luciana, don't go away. I will try that before the end of the programme. And now, Luciana Bianchi, the caipirinha. I've said it again.
Fantastic.
I did well. I've eaten all the cheese. The drink is fantastic. Cheers to you.
Cheers, and good luck to England.
Are you supporting England tonight?
Yes, I am.
And that's a Brazilian saying she's supporting England tonight. Thank you very much.
Thank
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
You can download any edition of Cook the Perfect by going to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavour. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.